Allah put it in our hearts to understand that Islam is the most beautiful way. Also, in the Quran Sharif, at the beginning of Surah Ali Imran, Allah explains a very, very beautiful, enjoyable academic discussion of Ayat-e-Muhkamat. Clear, clear ayat which Allah has revealed, which there is no ambiguity, clear what it is. Ummul Kitab, Asasul Quran, Asasul Deen, those things which are very clear. And compared to, opposite to that, Mutashabihat, where the meanings are not clear of those ayat, or they've got double meanings, which meaning must you take, etc. So with regard to that. So that Allah Ta'ala has revealed it in the same context where Allah is giving the answers for the Christians who came to debate with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam about Christianity, that Christianity is the right religion. So there also we see that whether it's Christianity, and in fact, if you interrogate any Christian also, a firm, true Christian who loves his deen, who is a die-hard of his deen, you ask him about Christianity, he will say that we worship Isa al-Islam as God, or that is the Son of God, or is part of Trinity, and the Quran has made it clear there is nothing like that in any religion. So that is also muhkamat, that only Allah ilaha illallah. In all religions, there is no two views in that. It's clear that Allah laysa kamithlihi shay. There is nothing that is like Allah Ta'ala. No Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, nothing, nobody. Allah is as He is. But though they regard themselves as devout Christians, they're doing the complete opposite. And they regard Isa alayhi salam as God, or they regard Him as the Son of God, or they regard Him as part of Trinity, etc. So those are muhkamat, clear cut. But people have found, even in that, they are taking out, actually, where a person should go astray, if he had to go astray, is when the mutashabihat, where the ayat, the meaning is not so clear, there is ambiguity. In muhkamat, Asas-e-Quran, nobody should have gone astray. But unfortunately, as Allah explains here, the Christians went astray. And Allah is mentioned in the Quran Sharif so that we as Muslims, we don't go astray. That our deen is also, for example, namaz. The whole ummah, non-Muslims know that Muslims pray 5 times a day. And that is in their religion. It's a big, big part of their deen, of their religion, to pray 5 times a day. Now, if somebody goes and look in the dictionary, salat, what does it mean? Dua. So he says you must sit 2-3 minutes, you make dua, you meditate. So he has changed the whole meaning then. What is a clear meaning, and he changes the meaning. And saum, it means to restrict yourself. But in everyone knows Muslims fast 30 days a year. Ramzan day fast, 29, 30 days. Everyone knows that's a command. Small, small children know. People who don't keep roza, they know. Non-Muslims know. Now a person takes the meaning that it is that you must just, it is just a restriction. And you take out the wrong meaning of it. So that is where there is zayg in the heart, crookedness in the heart. And Allah reward our ulama, mufassirin, how beautiful they have explained. For a person really, before he starts the alim course also, he must first remove all the zayg, the crookedness of his heart. Otherwise the more knowledge he is going to acquire, the more he is going to take out crooked things from deen. And he will think he is doing the right thing. And Allah referred it to it as zayr. Who got zayr in the heart, crookedness. And many, many ayats Allah referred to the same thing. وَالَّذِينَ فِي قُلُومِهِمْ مَرَضْ. Those people who got a sickness. Ulama have explained this. That is, in their hearts they've got the love of some kufr. Whether it's music, whether it's photography, whether it is interest, then they legalize interest also just using other names, etc. So those people who got that, they will find with their crookedness, in a crooked manner, they will make the ayat of the Quran Sharif crooked and prove their crooked things to be right. which can never happen. So Allah Ta'ala, that to remove, this is a great effort. And it only comes by the company of the Saliheen, the Siddiqeen, the true lovers of Allah, who have got that love of Allah in their heart. Then that zayf and good maraz of ours can be removed. And the other is, if we do our dhikr, and Hazrat Shaykh, Jazahumullah Khair, what Qutbul Aqtab, what the position of Hazrat Shaykh, he said, zikr, that zikr will benefit you, which you had learned from your Shaykh, and how your Shaykh told you to make zikr, which he learned from his Shaykh, that zikr is going to benefit you. And your own way of making zikr, and your own thinking, that won't benefit, won't take out that crookedness from that. It must be that zikr, how your Shaykh has taught you. And everything else to benefit even from the Saliheen is when we hand ourselves over to them. If we still reserve ourselves and we keep our ideas and thoughts, then we won't get that benefit. The same way, particularly in this cause, the zikr of Allah Ta'ala.